Well, good morning. It's good to see you this morning. Glad you're able to be here. Be much in prayer for everyone and far as the church and far as our pastor. I know we just took prayer requests, but anything this morning. If not, let's go to Lord, a word of prayer and ask him for help. I'm asking him to be with us today. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the day. We thank you, Lord, for another time. Let's come to your house, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask God for help this morning. I ask God just help us as we go through this study. I pray, God, you just as far as help us, Lord, that we just do your will, Lord. Lord, and I pray, God, you apply it to our lives. I pray, God, you just help us. Help each class. Help each teacher as they stand, Lord. I pray, God, you just help them and give them the words as they needed, as they studied. I pray, God, you just help us all. Help her be with our pastor, be with our church. I pray, God, you just help him as he leads us, Lord. Pray, God, you just forgive us. We failed you, Lord, and ask you for your help this morning. Thank you for everything. In Jesus, we pray. Amen. I failed to mention, but this, can you remember Brother Bobby Clark? And far as his wife, I'm not sure the latest there. I know, I think Pastor Evers said Wednesday night they was in the hospital, so I don't know if they're still there or what. But anyhow, be much in prayer for Bobby Clark, his wife, and far as the others. This morning we're looking far as again far as 1 Peter. We've been looking here far as our study. We've been studying in far as Warren Wiersbe, and just taking some stuff out of him far as what he's documented and had. But we've been looking at far as in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 and on down. But we've been looking at far as a Peter's given far as three motives to submitting to authority and thus in living far as a dedicated and obedient life to Christ. We looked at the far as the first thing last week, as far as the for the lost sake, that we ought to live a dedicated and obedient life to Christ for their sake. But also today we want to look at for the Lord's sake, not just the lost, but for the Lord's sake. Let's look at far as verses 13, start there, and read a couple, and we'll come back look at this point. But verse 13 says, chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. We'll stop there for this point, but yet we see far as in this that Peter, as far as pointing out here, far as we ought to be representatives of Christ, far as in our society. You know, we represent Christ when we go out into the world, and our lives ought to represent him, and far as there. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Everything our lives ought to be far as to the glory of God and far as bring honor and glory to him. It shouldn't be far as our self-praise or our self far as wanting magnify, but we should want to magnify the name of Christ and far as him in our lives. Lord, help us that our lives do proclaim that and far as do honor and bring honor to him. As Christians, we should advertise the God's virtues, especially when it comes to our relationship to government and people in authority. You know, we submit to authority vested in far as the human government. And here we see far as in this verse, far as in verse 13, it says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Wiersbe points out the ordinance in here in the King James simply means creation or institute. It does not refer far as to each individual law, but to the institutes that make up or make and enforce the laws. It's possible for us to submit to the institutions and still disobey the laws. I got thinking of this when studying and looking at this. It's, you know, we submit to the institutions, we submit as far as give authority to the law enforcement and to the others, but how many times we go down the road 70 miles an hour in a 65 or 65 in a 55, you know, how many times we still disobey the law, although we give authority for us to it. So, you know, we ought to submit ourselves, as Peter's pointing out here, submit yourselves, Sarah, to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto the governors as them that are sent. As far as there, you know, we just need to be submissive to our authority. And as far as there, I believe when we are, then it brings honor and glory for us to the Lord Jesus Christ and far as who we are. Not to be rebels, not to be far as ones who unruly, but just bringing obedience to him. Daniel, we see far as there that Daniel and his three friends refused to obey the king's dietary regulations, but you know they disobeyed the law, but the way they did it, it proved that they honored the king and represented his authority. So there's a way to respectfully, I reckon you say this way if I'm right in it, that respectfully say no, but yet obey the office and obey the thing. You might not agree with what they do or what they say, but we can, in far as we should, obey the office. In far as respect, I say obey, respect the office and respect what they, the office and the position that they hold. Again, we might not always agree with everything going on, but we ought to respect, and I believe that's what Peter's pointing out here. There, we also see far as Peter. We know as far as there, you know, Peter faced charges there at Pentecost. You remember that as far as in Acts chapter 4 and 5, the Jewish council commended the men as far as stop preaching. But did Peter and them stop preaching? They obeyed the office, they obeyed the people, but they didn't stop preaching. They kept on preaching as far as for the glory of God for him. You know, they did not cause a rebellion or any way question or deny the authority of the council. They just submitted themselves as far as there to the council, but they refused to stop preaching. Men today, and it's sad to see in our society, but they want to cause a rebellion. They want to cause a riot. They want to cause something as far as there to try to get their point across. But I'm off on my own now, but it's just, I think when they do that, then it's not as far as them trying to prove their point, but they're hurting their point as far as there. But we need just be submissive to the Lord and, again, live our lives according to the Word of God and the Scripture that the Lord's given us. And if anything is said otherwise for us to do, then I believe it on the Word of God that we, as far as there, just stick to the Word of God is what I'm trying to get to. And there, but, you know, they submitted themselves to the institution. But they again, they refuse to stop preaching as far as the Word of God. It's important that we respect the office, even though we cannot respect the man or woman in the office. But we must never allow the law to violate our conscience or disobey God's Word. And that's the point I'm trying to get to, is that do not allow far as disobeying God's Word. God's Word said, thou shalt not, we shall not, and far as there. And I'm not trying to stand up here and be a teacher as far as a rebellion. Don't get me that wrong as far as there. But yet, I just do believe, and far as there, and what Peter's pointing out here is that we just need to obey the Word of God, and far as there. Peter listed some offices that we are to respect here. You see there, as far as in the latter part, as far as verse 13, he said, whether it be to the king as supreme, or verse 14, or unto the governors. King meant here is just far as meant, as far as the emperor, and far as our society, a democratic nation, as far as we just means a president, president or a premier, as far as there. But Peter didn't criticize the Roman government or suggest to overthrow it. You know, God's church has been able to live and grow in all kinds of political systems. So, you know, God's going to take care of his people. God's going to see that as far as we're all okay and taken care of. You know, what's that song or the verse there? Never saw the God of the God's seed as far as begging for bread and as far as hurting and as far as there. So you don't have to worry. God's going to take care of us. God's going to be there. But yet we need to do what he asked to do. We need to follow his word and follow his will as far as there. But yet, you know, Peter didn't, like I said, didn't criticize the Roman government
or far as there. The governors here in verse 14, as far as are those who are under supreme authority who administer the laws and execute the justice. As you see there, far as it said in verse 14, or unto governors as to them that are sent by him for punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. So there, far as they do, is to punish, and far as the evildoers, or praise those who do good. That was not always the case in Peter's day. Peter, far as they didn't always go that way, just like today. It's not always the case as far as they're out to punish the evildoers or praise the good well, the ones that are doing well. We just need to pray for our leaders. Pray for the ones that are in authority. Again, it don't always happen as this way. It seems like today and time, as far as the evildoers, the ones that are doing evil are, you know, getting by, but the ones that are doing well are having it hard as far as there. It's just we just need to pray for our leaders. Pray for the ones in authority. Pray for the ones that are in the position to carry out the law as far as there. Just pray for them that God will help them. And, you know, that Lord help us never to be one to be rebellious against far as the law and far as the things there. But Peter, anyhow, Peter's pointing out here as far as, you know, they punish the evildoers and do good them well, that not always there, but you know, we should always remind ourselves that we are to respect the office, even if we don't respect the officer and the things there. But Peter points out two important phrases here in verse 15 and 16. He points out far as, for so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. The two things he points out here in verse 15 is, for so is the will of God, and in verse 16, but as servants of God. So we see the will of God and the servants of God. You know, when we do something in the will of God and as servants of God, we're doing it for the Lord's sake. We're doing it for him. The Lord's will is that we silence the critics by doing good, not by opposing authority. And that's the way far as we need to do it. But the word silence here in verse 15, it just literally means to muzzle, as though the pagan critics were like far as a pack of yielding, far as yelping and snapping dogs. They just, it was just, Peter was saying just to muzzle, put a muzzle to silence them. But how did he say far as in there in verse 15? For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put us to silence. By well-doing, not by rebellious, not by being critical as far as there, but just by well-doing to silence the ignorance of the foolish men. Let me say this, not only by just well-doing, but I believe also as far as not only our actions, but also our words. Proverbs 15, verse 1 said, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. I began to think on this, and I didn't make notes or far as dive into it too much, but how many times that we want to lash back? How many times we want to say something back? You know, mankind, for it maybe say something, or somebody you work with say something against you, and that old man inside of us wants to rise up and strike back at them. But, you know, Lord help us, as far as there is Proverbs there, just a soft answer just turneth away the wrath. So it's not only our actions as far as there, but also our words as far as that we can show as far as the Lord and as far as him. Also we see as far as in verse 16, it says there as far as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. You know, we're free as Christians. We're not bound for a slave and far as there. Christ set us free from the slavery. Christ set us free from sin and far as all the things. But we must never use our freedom for ourselves. So always use it for somebody else. Always use our freedom that we have in Christ to help others, to help ones that are struggling, ones that are far as hurting and far as things, ones that might need far as a point to Christ and far as to know Him, to see Him. They may accept Him. You know, Lord, help us to be that way. And there, I lost where I was at. But yet, far as just to use our freedom that we have in Christ. A Christian submits himself to authority because we are first submitted to Christ. We can't far as submit to authority far as there if we're not submitting to Christ and what Christ obeys and what Christ has for us and far as His word. We have to be submitted to Christ, and then our lives will submit to man as far as authority, as far as there. But we also see we use our freedom as a tool to build, not a weapon to fight with. You know, it's one, again, that we help others, that we help far as ones that are in need, that we help ones that are hurting, not as far as ones, as far as to tear down or far as to hurt and far as there, but to build up, as Nehemiah, far as their example, who willingly gave up his own rights that he might help his people and restore the walls of Jerusalem. You know, he helped them far as there to restore and rebuild the walls of far as Jerusalem, not his own will and his own thing. But also we see far as in verse 17 is to honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. You know, if we're sincerely submitted to authority for the Lord's sake, then we will show honor to all who deserve it. We will also love the brotherhood, meaning, of course, the people of God in the church. We just love far as there, if we're submitted to the will of God. As far as there, it said, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. You know, I don't. We also see far as fear God and honor the king. These two go together since the powers that be are ordained of God. We're told that in Romans, Romans chapter 13, verse 1, said, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. There is ordained government, I believe, is ordained of God as far as to a structure, because I know God is far as one of structure, just not as far as loose and far as have your way, if you will. But Solomon had the same counsel in far as Proverbs chapter 24, the first part of there, verse 21. My son, fear the Lord and the king. Fear thou the Lord and the king. You know, I don't believe we can fear anyone else until we fear God himself. That's where it all starts. Putting God first and the Lord first in our lives, fearing him, honoring him, then all the others are down below and will fall into place and far as there. But we honor the king because we do fear the Lord. You see there, as far as there, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Also, we'll point out far as here that far as out of that, point out that these tense as far as verbs indicate that we should constantly maintain these attitudes, as far as constantly maintain, as far as loving the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Lord, help us to far as just to love the brotherhood and love far as the people of our church. You know, it does say far as in the scripture that we are supposed to do good, especially them of the household of faith. Lord, help us to be ones, and I thank God for a church like that, like Emory Heights, that loves the brotherhood, loves each other, and is not one for tearing down and far as there. You say, Jeff, you don't know. Well, honestly, I don't want to know, but yet because I just like far as the what Scripture says, just be one to love the brother. And as far as there, matter of fact, if you go in 1 John and look at it there, that's a mark of far as being a Christian and knowing that you saved. Because what does it say? You have love for the brethren. You have love for him and far as the ones that in your household, as far as your church. But not only that, as far as love the brother, but also fear God. You know, I believe the fear in God is the beginning of wisdom. And far as understanding, we need to fear God. And far as there, I believe once we fear God, then we'll far as honor, far as the king, we'll honor far as the respect and far as the ones in authority. and far as there. I'm not trying to make this far as a political thing this morning here. It's just the way it's given to us and far as there, that far as we are, and we do have a responsibility far as there to honor the ones that are in authority, honor the ones and far as there, not to be a rebel, not to be malicious and far as there. As it said there, far as in one of these verse 16, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. Although we're free in Christ, but don't use our freedom as a cloak or as a covering to do malicious. Well, I'm a Christian, and the Bible says this, that we're not to stand against it, and therefore I'm going to tear it down. The Bible says just don't use it as a cloak or as a covering, but yet help us just to stand by truly what the Word of God has to say. As the others we looked at in Scripture, and I'll close with this, but as the others in Scripture we looked at, you know, they respectfully respected the office, respected the authority, whoever that might be, and it seems like it's a lot far as authority, meaning it seems like it comes a lot far as the government and the politics and the things like that, but not only that, but anyone that you give an answer to, whether it's your boss, whether it's our parents or whatever, it's just anyone we got to give an answer to and far as there. But yet, Lord, help us to just to fear God and to honor far as them, and that we'll submit to their authority and far as them. But number one, far as we'll submit to God and far as him, and then we'll submit far as to the authority far as there. Like I say, I'm going to stop there for sake of time. I say sake of time, I'm ahead early. But yet, we'll continue to look at this. We'll look at far as the last point, far as next week. But we're not only looking at far as submitting to authority and living dedicated and obedient far as Christian lives for the sake of the lost, but only for also for the Lord's sake, but also we will look at for our sake. We need to submit and far as to the Lord and be obedient, live obedient life and be submissive to him for our sake and for his heir. We'll get into looking at that far as next week, if you will. But yet, hope you got something from it. Hope we can just look at this and far as, again, pattern our lives after the Word of God and be obedient to him and far as what he has, far as our lives, and far as there. Hope you got something from this morning. Thank you.